France, Moroccan who wanted to behead police gets emergency deportation. By Chris Tomlinson on June 6, 2021. A Moroccan migrant got a rare emergency deportation from France after he threatened to behead a member of France's gendarmerie. The 31-year-old, named Kouya, was expelled from French territory by force in May after he had become radicalized over a period of several years. Kouya had claimed that he had come to France at the age of 15 through family reunification, chain migration, but according to a report from the magazine Marianne, he had been living as an illegal immigrant for his entire stay in France. The 31-year-old first came to the attention of authorities in 2019 when he attempted to preach a sermon on top of his car while wearing traditional Islamic dress to employees of an armaments company in Cannes. Later that year, he was caught by police during a routine check with a knife and a box of blades in his pockets in the commune of Saint-Raphaël, where he told police, "France is a country of miscreants who do not deserve respect in the world." In April of this year, he entered a supermarket in the commune of Mandelieu-la-Napule and shouted, "I'm going to behead the head of a gendarme and I'm going to put it in front of the store or in front of a gendarmerie." Police soon took Kouya into custody and he shouted "Allahu Akbar" at them while declaring that he wanted to die as a martyr. While he was sentenced to 4 months in prison for his threats, the French Domestic Intelligence Agency, the DGSI, found evidence he had been researching terrorist material online, and a source told Marianne that authorities feared he was planning a terrorist attack. The emergency deportation was organized after consultation with Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin. According to Marianne's source, the procedure is usually reserved only for those with much more serious criminal histories. The deportation of the radicalized Moroccan comes after claims made in April by police in the Paris suburb of Yvelines that deportations had come to a standstill due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Police in the department stated that because of a lack of deportations, along with many migrants claiming to be underage to avoid deportation, accommodations for migrants and homeless people has become overwhelmed. A similar situation has been reported in Sweden, where migrant criminals have been able to avoid deportation by refusing to submit to coronavirus tests. In one case, a migrant convicted of raping a 14-year-old was able to avoid deportation to Afghanistan by refusing the test. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.